This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Texas is an oil state. The Permian Basin, Houston refineries, all of that. Also, though, cattle. Lots of them, more than any other state, in fact, by a bunch. But not all that long ago, Texas was a sheep state, too, and goats. In the middle of the 20th century, Texas dominated in wool and in mohair. Much of that industry is gone now, but as the Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports, not all of it.
Inside the Marathon Basin wool mill, about 280 miles southeast of El Paso, Seth Warnock adjusts the gears of a spinner, a machine that converts wool into usable yarn.
It's kind of loud and everything moves, so keep your hands to yourself.
He turns it on. But then, a strand of wool gets tangled in the machine. Warnock is used to complications like this. Although the mill is only 3 years old, his family has raised sheep on the same land since 1829. His wife Bonnie helps out, but mostly he works alone, tinkering in a tan shed in the West Texas desert.
We built the building, poured the floor, bought the equipment, moved it in, and then learned how to run it.
Warnock sorts out the problem with the spinner in short order, turns it back on, and soon, the machine threads yard upon yard of soft, clean, off-white yarn onto spools. Processing wool appears to be fairly automated, but it's difficult. It requires a lot of attention to detail, and the machines can cause injuries. Don Brown is also familiar with its ins and outs.
There's all the maintenance of the machines, there's all the supplies, and then there's the safety factor.
Brown runs another wool mill. Actually, it's the only other wool mill in Texas. Independence Wool and Mohair, 90 miles northwest of Houston. Her family has deep roots in the industry, but her first career was as a gynecologist. She took up knitting as part of rehab for a shoulder injury. That started her down the path to making the mill her full-time job. It's a profession that was once much more common in Texas. There were about 24 mills started in the late 1800s. By the mid-20th century, they were dwindling.
We used to have, 10 million sheep. We used to have 4 million goats across central and west Texas.
Now there are fewer than a million of each. In the late 1980s, Texas produced over $30 million worth of wool and about the same amount of mohair per year. Now it's down to about $3 million apiece. Over time, synthetic material replaced wool. Processors in places like China and South Africa produced fiber more cheaply. And Texas changed.
Ranches are sold. The younger generation goes off to do other things. There's all kind of external factors that influence the industry. Now it's so small. You don't want it to go away.
That's a big reason why she and Warnock spend so many hours picking cedar twigs out of wool, spinning yarn, fixing machines. It's certainly not a get-rich-quick scheme. Warnock is just now turning a profit, mostly by selling yarn online for around $20 a skein to the craft site Etsy.
And it was 10 months from the day we launched it till we made our first sale. You had to have some grit to stay with it.
It's a lifestyle that fewer and fewer Texans feel connected to as the state's rural population shrinks. Repairing that disconnect is part of Don Brown's mission with the mill. She started an apprentice program and gives lectures around Texas about the sheep and goat industry.
If you can impart that to a younger generation, to be proud of their heritage, be proud of their land, maybe they're going to stay. Maybe they're going to come back. I did.
She can't single-handedly revive the industry, but she can search for the next person to keep its wheels spinning. In Austin, I'm Michael Marks for Marketplace.